you just know I can't let this go. Because maybe winter didn't come this year, but nor did the annual hospice annual winter wine tasting event. Now, we all knew that Janice Nightingale was on sabbatical, and I figured, well, that makes sense. But it's the winter annual winter event that is still coming. Maybe winter is still on its way. Am I right, Janice?
You are not right about the winter on its way, but you are right about the wine event on its way.
In the springtime.
In the springtime, almost summer.
That's like celebrating the Kentucky Derby after it's been run.
Perhaps, but hey, we're all into celebrating.
Well, we're all into supporting hospice, that's for sure. And this is an event that I've been going to for many, many years. It's one of my favorite events. And this year, it's even going to be my more favoriter event because of where you're having it. Tell everybody.
We are really excited. It's going to be held at the River Tower at CPH, Central Peninsula Hospital.
And for those who knew Ed and Lila Crone, it's the wing that was named after them. And they were the top of the pyramid when it came to fundraising and helping people in our community.
Yes. Yeah. So we're really excited about this.
We are. And it's coming up the 24th. And I'm also talking with a board member here, Chris Hughes. And Chris, this event has grown. And I think everybody appreciates that has had an experience with hospice and want to give because we want to see you grow and become successful.
Yes, I'm looking forward to the community's involvement and helping grow and raising funds for hospice.
How long have you been involved with hospice?
For about 4 years now.
And you're motivated to be on the board?
Yes, I am. I lost my mom, and so it made a big motivation for me to get involved in the community and in hospice.
So if we don't sell enough tickets for this year's event, that's your fault?
No, I hope not. I'm hoping that we can sell enough.
Okay, let's talk about tickets, but let's move up the board chair here to the vice president of the board, and that's Denise. Denise, how many tickets are going to be available this year? Because you've got a lot more space available.
We do have a lot more space. We would love to sell about 165 tickets. Right now, we have over 100 sold.
Okay, and pre-sales are really a good idea because the event in the past is always sold out.
We need to do pre-sales because this is going to be a five-course meal. That all has to be paid for and planned way in advance. So we're hoping to get our numbers to our caterer by the 14th.
Okay, and the pairings of the wines with the five courses?
You got it.
That sounds exciting. And it also sounds like an opportunity for people who want to buy a whole table and then thank their employees or gift to their family so that everybody can have like a family reunion around something that we all are going to face someday, and that's the autumn and the end of our years.
That is correct. A matter of fact, I bought a table, and I'm going to have clients there. My sister's coming up from Washington to celebrate with us, and my husband's going to be there. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, now, people listening to this interview, how can they get their tickets?
Contact the hospice office. What is the number?
Janice?
Our number is 907-262-0453.
Can they go online and buy these tickets so that they don't have to do it at the door?
No, you need to call the office. That way we have all the information all in one place.
And you get to talk to a real live person.
You do. You get to talk to me.
You're the only person here. I thought you were on sabbatical.
I'm not on sabbatical. I'm back from sabbatical. I've been back for longer than I was gone.
You know, it's the twinkle in her eye that lets us know she's had a sabbatical,
yes,
you know. Before, Janice may have been known as a grouch, but now she's... Well, am I the only one brave enough to say that?
You are. Tony, you are. Tony.
Tony. Tony's doing her job. We had to talk to Tony while Janice was out on sabbatical. But here's the dealio. Okay, you really need to get those tickets. Get them in advance. They make a great gift. And you are investing in the future of helping people who are at the end of their years go out of here the way they came in, with a celebration of the life that they have lived. You want to talk about the poster?
I just want to let everybody know that this is a 1920s theme. We are going to have an amazing evening. It will be fantastic.
Oh, so I'm thinking of the Charleston girls and things like that.
Not 2020. No mask. 1920. Charleston.
Okay, so you can go online to buy some of those Charleston tickets. What did they call those, the dresses that they wore?
Flappers.
Flappers.
Yes, flapper dresses.
Are you going to have a flapper on?
I am.
Oh, that's going to be exciting. So it's not. This is better than Halloween, right? Because we're not celebrating all that.
I mean, dress up and have a good time.
And have a good time. And there's no better room available than where you're going to have this as far as feeling elegant.
And there is going to be live music.
Live music, too.
And live auction.
And a live auction, silent auction.
So do you need things to be auctioned off if people want to donate their Mercedes or something like that?
Ooh, who's got a Mercedes to donate? Bring it on.
Okay, we're looking for you. You can't take it with you. That's the point. And here you are going to give to build community that celebrates the beginning of life as well as the end of life. Thank you guys for what you do.
We also have community involvement from our sponsors that are helping be in the event, from the Central Peninsula Hospital. Obviously, that's where we're hosting the event. Addie Camp will be doing the wines. Promethean Cuisine and Catering will be doing our food. Echo Lakes is also joining in the food, and Charlotte's Restaurant.
So there's going to be some meat there from Echo Lake.
There is going to be some meat there.
Not just meat, but prime meat.
Yes, yes.
Okay, get your tickets. You're going to want to attend this. It's an event that you don't want to miss, but you may miss it if you don't get tickets in advance. Get a hold of hospice. Get your tickets. It's the Winter Wine Tasting Event coming in the spring of 2025. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that wintertime sound of KSRM.